Tim, Oxford, tell us a little bit about what it's been like in the off-season.
Oh, it's been another sort of period that's full of challenges and full of newness again, and the three-year-old club that we've got is continues to evolve as we knew it would do, and you know, a bit of a turnover in players as the expansion clubs have, but yeah, it's full of challenges and really it helps to build a bit of excitement, and yeah, we'll see how we go down this year again.
How would you assess last year? It certainly wasn't a disaster, was it?
No, I mean, we were tipped largely to finish in the bottom two in the division, so you know, we achieved progress with the budget that we had, which has been significantly, you know, cut, as all coaches will tell you, they're on the smallest budget, but I reckon we're not far off, and I think with the players that we had and the guys coming out of the amateur game and you know, the development of the players in the south, I really feel that we did achieve, you know, and some of the scorelines didn't really reflect that. We let ourselves down against some of the big boys, and a couple of scorelines blew out, but I really thought on the whole we were pretty competitive, and we got a lot of development out of some very inexperienced players.
We've seen Sean Morris get a Super League contract, former Oxford player, of course.
Yeah, well, the club's been going 3 years, and we've now got two Super League players, one in Sean Morris and Jordan Andrade, who played with us last year, who's now at Salford. If we can do that again in the next 2 years, that'll certainly be a great reward for everybody, you know, who's working really hard at the club. So yeah, there's a lot more outcomes that you're aiming at. It's obviously great to win games and finish high up the competition, but I think for an expansion club to keep producing players that can play at the highest level, and then, you know, that's another outcome that we need to aim at.
And is that a sign that your club is growing, the fact that you can produce these players and get them into the game?
Yeah, it's a sign of our environment more than anything else, which is really pleasing as a coach, that we've got a good environment and players can come and flourish, and we can nurture them, give them a little bit of the, you know, the nurturing that they need and the development that they need, and you know, anybody within our environment is certainly encouraged to pass through the environment and progress, and again, yeah, it's not just ticking a box, it really is about being player centred and getting these guys through to the highest level that they can play.
And what's the aim then for you, and what's the aim for the club this year?
Progress. That's the aim for myself as a personal you know, goal and ambition is to progress. The aim for the club is to progress, you know, and to try and progress our players and sort of really give them the intent to go out and be the best they can be. That's my message to the players is, we know we're not going to win every game. You know, we know there's going to be some real tough days, and it's a steep learning curve for some inexperienced people. But it, you know, if our boys can go out there and be the best they can be, and I can be the best coach I can be at this level, then we'll all, you know, we'll get some gains and there'll be some good outcomes there.
Top man, that'll do for me. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
How's it going?
All right, mate. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, but...